الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. But today, inshallah, will be about the final bits and pieces that I want to discuss with you or share with you about the beautiful and glorious situations and positions and description of paradise. We've been going for many lectures now, alhamdulillah, and now we've finally reached the end of it. There is a hadith about one of the animals in Jannah, which is a horse with wings. And he describes it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of great pearls and rubies in there, and all the different types of stones that you hear of or see. And if you wish, you can wish for this animal, this horse with wings, to speak to you if you want. Why not? It can be your pet in Jannah if you wish. Fly around in Jannah with it. I just want to illustrate to you that there are so many things that in this world we see as a fantasy. In Jannah, it is a reality. As for its fruits, I would like to add a little bit more to it, which I haven't covered yet. We mentioned that in Jannah, although the names are the same, you have some food, its name is the same, such as the one we mentioned last week, beef and fish are the same. But the name only is the same, but the taste, the look, the texture, the feeling, its effect is not the same as this world. And we mentioned that when you eat, there's no reason, you don't need to defecate, go to the toilet or urinate. But that food comes out of your body in the form of beautiful smelling fragrance. Precipitates out of your body in a beautiful fragrance. So you don't even need in Jannah to buy or to search for cologne or expensive perfume. You don't need wealth in Jannah to buy anything. Merely the following words, Subhanakallahum. How perfect are you, O my Lord? And whatever your wish is with that word, it comes to you. You say Subhanakallahum, and whatever you wish, it's there. You don't even have to mention that wish. Because if you recall, a few weeks back, we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. In Jannah there are things that no ear has ever heard, no eye has ever seen, and no heart has ever thought of or ever perceived. The word heart, the mind, not the brain, not the physical logic of the brain, but rather the heart, because the heart can feel things. And sometimes you feel something, but you don't know what to call it. The mind, the brain, has a logical way of thinking. If you think milk, it's milk, you have a name for it. You think sweet, something sweet, chocolate or something like that. But what your heart desires cannot be interpreted. So in Jannah, there are things which your heart desires. Can't explain what it is. All you have to say is, I have this feeling, I want to fulfill that satisfaction. So you say, Subhanakallahum. And Allah knows exactly what your feeling wants. And He satisfies it to you. In Jannah, it's full satisfaction. As for the fruits, you have in the Quran and the Hadiths, many names of fruits that you are familiar with in this world have been mentioned. And I'll give you some examples. Apples are mentioned. There is bananas mentioned in the Quran. Would you believe that? In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ. طَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ, and fresh bananas. But not like the bananas you know here, not like the apples you know here. Very different. And extra to that, Allah says in the Quran, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. In Jannah, you will receive fruits that are similar to one another. What does that mean, similar to one another? Meaning, if you have in Jannah a guide, let's say, or you happen to pass by in your journey in Jannah, in your search for these, you know, thousands of years, there's no limit to how long you search. You may find fruit or trees that you've never seen before. And in these trees, there is a piece of fruit, let's say apples. You eat from that apple and you keep on eating. And you never get enough of it. You just keep eating and eating. There's no such thing as getting full. There's no such thing as time. You're going to run out of time. You've got to go somewhere. There is no such thing as that. There's endless time. There's no such thing as getting sick. There's no such thing as getting bored of the same type of fruit. You will actually, if this fruit was in the world, one of the fruits of Jannah, you would just keep eating from all your life and you'll never get sick of it. I mean, in this world, think of the most favorite delicacy, your favorite cake or your favorite chocolate or your favorite food, your favorite anything. If you have too much of it, all right, before long, what happens to you? You get sick of it. You want to try something new. In Jannah, it's not like that. You eat and you keep enjoying it. But the only thing that's there is curiosity. That's all. But I wonder if there's anything else that tastes different as well. But I can keep eating from this forever. You see the difference? You're not getting sick of it. It's different meaning. Curiosity. Allah keeps curiosity in the human mind in Jannah, but takes away the ghil, as we already mentioned before in classes, takes away the negative elements of human desires, the negative things, the things that lead to problems. Takes it away, keeps the curiosity, keeps the desires, keeps the temptations. But the negative element of it is gone. So you think, is there something else? You move on, and you find another tree that's similar to the other tree. The fruit looks like the other fruit. The fruit looks like it, and you think to yourself, I just had that before. Mutashabih, similar to it. But then when you grab to eat from it, it tastes different. The texture is different. The feeling is different. The after effect is different. Everything. And you keep on doing that. You go to another tree or plant, or you may find fruit growing out of rocks, or I don't know what. In Jannah, there's just things that you've never imagined. And you keep eating from these. You say to yourself, hold on, I had something like this before. But if you have a guide, for example, they'll say to you, no, taste some of this. This is a little bit different. This is not the same as the other one. Just give it a taste. And so you get used to this in Jannah, that there are, that you don't, because the mind, the remembrance of the things that used to happen to us in the world here, you still have them a little bit in Jannah. And so, for example, you say, hold on, I had something like that before, thinking that it's still like this world. I just had one, I want to try something new. But when you actually taste it, you say, hold on a minute, this is not like the former world I had, this is something different. And so you become acquainted to Jannah, and you become part of Jannah, part of its feelings, but you live with it, you actually become part of it. You live with, you and the Jannah together, finally. You merge. And the only thing left from this world is the memories. In fact, these memories in one hadith or in the ayah in the Quran, in ayat in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you forget all the negative elements that you had in this world. Forget it, meaning you forget the sorrow, you forget the sadness, you forget the depression, you forget the pain. You only remember facts. That's all. The pain and everything is gone. But the opposite is in Jahannam, in hellfire. You remember the good, you remember the good, but you don't have the feeling of the positiveness anymore. You don't have it at all. And all you remember is the pain and the hardship. In Jannah, it's the opposite. So وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا. You have fruits and foods that look the same, but alas, you taste it, you touch it, it's something different. How can that be? Something of the same type. I mean, we experience it a little bit in this world, but in Jannah, it's something much more different. If you wish in Jannah, you can go up to the upper heavens, to the upper levels, and meet with people that you remembered from this world. So someone asked me once, my brother died, and will I ever be able to meet him again? The answer to that is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء.
And those who believe and they pass away and they have offspring, family, who also believed and died on that belief, Allah says, we will reunite them together and we will not let of those who received greater rewards diminish their rewards. What does that mean? In the tafsir, you'll read it. That these people that go to Jannah and some of the family members ended up in lower levels, because you know that in Jannah there are degrees. There are hundreds of thousands of levels, degrees, classes. Some members of the family will be in a lower class, the others will be in an upper class in Jannah. But there is no grudge and there is no envy. What happens is the family from the lower levels are united with the ones in the upper levels, meaning you get to see them, to visit them, to be with them. A good example is in this world. You may have family that live in more expensive areas, you may live in a different area. However, you can still visit, you still see them, you still see your mother, you still see your father, your brothers, your sisters, if you have a good relationship. And it's as if you live in their home anyway. So in Jannah it's like that. And no one is jealous of the other person's degree. In fact, you, if you are in a lower degree, you'd think to yourself, you think that you have a better position than the other ones. Allah makes you feel like that. I have a better position. The feeling that you got out of your position, you say to yourself, no one else has got what I've got. But if you were to experience the other feelings, obviously you would realize. But Allah doesn't let that happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be satisfied and happy. So He lets you feel as though you have got everything. And so therefore when you see other people's, you don't really desire it as much as what you've already got. In Jannah, there is something called a souq. Souq is a market. There are two meanings to market. In the olden, to the Arabs, ancient language, a market meant two things. It is a place where you buy and sell, and it also is a place of great, enormous gathering. So all the communities and neighbors and everybody gather there. You see everybody there. It's like a community. Market also means like a community where they gather and see each other. Well, in Jannah, there is also a market like that, where the community or where the people of Jannah meet. Extra to that, in this market, there are products, there are merchandise, there are things that you see displayed. How are they displayed? Undescribable. They are displayed in the most alluring, attractive manner. I mean, if you think about the most attractive marketing that you can think of here in this world, that you've seen, okay, they probably play around. The best ones you've seen is probably on television because they get to play around with the Photoshop and all that stuff. Well, in Jannah, this is real. There's no need for Photoshop. There's no need for computerized images. It's real. It's real. And it's displayed to you in the most attractive form. What is it? You don't buy it and no one sells anything, but you desire it. So you go to that market and you say, I've never seen something like that before. That's very interesting. So in that market, there are things that you haven't yet acquired. You've never seen it before. It's just special in the market. So you want to go and see it? You want some of it? Go to the market. And over there, you hit two birds with one stone. You get to get new things and you get to meet other members of the people of Jannah randomly. And this is in a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which is cited in Muslim. That the Prophet ﷺ said, narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Fil jannati khaymatun." Actually, it's a long hadith. It talks about in Jannah there is a tent made of a hollow pearl, one big pearl. It's hollow, and inside of it's designed and architecturally designed with corners and rooms and stairs and beauty. We mentioned last week that these hollow pearls, these hollow tents, they're called tents, but they're not like the tents you see here. They're actually, you know, the world can't buy it. They're actually the romantic meeting, okay? That's where you meet your spouse, and the romance happens there, okay, with you and your wife and husband, in there, in that hollow pearl. No one else gets to see you. And we mentioned the hadith last week, it's in Sahih Muslim, that there is a hollow pearl tent there. It's huge, and in there, you find your spouses in every corner, and no spouse sees the other. So if you have female spouses, for example, the one spouse doesn't see the other spouse, and you get to spend time with them alone. But that's the romance. Best romance is in that thing which is called the tent, which is a hollow pearl. The hadith goes on, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, similarly in Muslim, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَسُوقًا يَأْتُونَهَا كُلَّ جُمُعَةٍ فَتَهُبُّ رِيحٌ فَتَهُبُّ رِيحُ الشِّمَالِ فَتَحْثُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ وَثِيَابِهِمُ الْمِسْكِ. In Jannah, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a souq, a market. The people of Jannah get to it every Jumu'ah, every Friday. And when they go there on that Friday, there is a breeze that hits from the north and a breeze that hits from the north on their faces and on their clothing. This breeze carries fragrance, and Prophet ﷺ called it musk. It carries fragrance, and it comes onto your face and onto your clothing and lets you smell even nicer than before. Rasul ﷺ says, فَيَزْدَادُونَ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. As a result of that breeze, this breeze has a special element of youth, special, how can I say it in simple terms? Not chemicals, but it has certain elements in there that when it hits your face and your clothing, Rasul ﷺ says, it makes you extra beautiful and extra attractive. It does something to your skin and to your body. You know, you hear about all the therapies in this life, and they invent all these fake creams and they call it these names. Only the name is nice, but when you actually use it, it makes a very slight effect. I believe it's really in your mind. It's in your head. You think, oh, it really worked. I don't think it did. It's just now you're a little bit more stress-free than before. You think you got the solution. I think that's what it is. It's psychology. But in Jannah, it's real. You're already stress-free. And this breeze hits you, carries these ingredients which makes your skin, your eyes, your hair, your body, your breath, your teeth, everything about you. Forget about all the all the therapies in this life and the surgery and all of that. In Jannah, a simple breeze hits you and suddenly your beauty is magnified, multiplied. فَيَرَجِعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Rasul says, and then the spouses go back to their family. So maybe there are moments where the man has a time on his own and the woman has a time on her own, and they go to these markets. And they come back and they meet their family. Al-ahl literally normally means your female family, but women also go to markets there. You come back and you meet your family. Rasul said, وَقَدْ إِزْدَادُوا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. And your family has also increased in their beauty and in their goodness. And you have increased in your beauty and goodness. فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُهُمْ. Their family says to them, meaning your spouse, and you say to your spouse, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتُمْ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. Your wife says to you, وَاللَّهِ, after you left and you've come back, your beauty and your goodness has increased even more. So not only is it the features on yourself, but even your voice, your presentation, your character, everything about you is even more attractive, more beautiful than before. And you say the same thing to her. In At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's another hadith that Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu anhu, he says, he met Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked him a question. Or he said the following words, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَن يَجْمَعَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ فِي سُوقِ الْجَنَّةِ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite me and you in the markets of Jannah. You know, when you meet your friend and you say, I ask Allah for us to be meet in Jannah. This is what Abu Hurairah said to Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu anhumah. I ask Allah to unite me and you and I, in the market of Jannah. Then Sa'id radiallahu anhu said, asked, أَفِيهَا سُوق? Is there a market in Jannah? I never knew that. And Abu Hurairah said, na'am, yes. And he mentioned the whole hadith which I just mentioned to you. And he also added, فَتَأْتِي سُوقًا قَدْ حَفَّتْ بِهِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The market, you enter it, and the angels have encompassed it. The angels, حَفَّتْ, they spread their wings. You know, angels, a lot of angels have wings. He says, حَفَّتْ بِهَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ, meaning the angels have spread their wings to encompass the market. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that? the beauty of the angels, the nur of the angels, the sparkling colors on the wings of the angels, what are they? And they have spread their wings out. Large angels spread their wings out to encompass this beautiful market. Forget about the MCG and big stadiums with huge projectors. These are angels beyond the light that you've ever experienced in this life. They are the projectors of the market. And they are with you there. They speak to you. They smile to you. You speak to them. And he said, "Fihi ma," it's Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, says, "Fihi ma lam tanzur al-uyunu ila mithlihi." In this market, there are things that no eye has ever seen the same as it ever before, not even in Jannah yet. وَلَمْ تَسْمَعُ الْآذَانِ No ear has ever heard the likes of it. وَلَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ Not even the hearts have even imagined. In the market. Forget about everything that's in Jannah now. It's just a place inside of Jannah in a market. فَيُحْمَلُ لَنَا مَا اشْتَهَيْنَا لَيْسَ يُبَاعُ فِيهَا وَلَا يُشْتَرَى Anything we desire from in that market, it is brought to us. يُحْمَل Meaning, you don't even have to go to it. You've got people who serve you. And when you go to a very expensive hotel, you've paid big bucks, right? And they come and open the door for you. Some of them provide you a special car. You know, if you're royalty, they'll spread red carpet down there and they will escort you. Although you don't even have to touch anything. And that's how it is even in that market. You are the royalty wherever you go. وَفِي ذَلِكَ السُّوقِ Now this is an interesting part. I'll say it in English. In that market, the people of Jannah meet one another. So you shake hands, you hug, you meet, you see your father, you see your brother, you see your sister, you see your mother, you see your friends, you see people you haven't seen yet. Or the people you've already seen. And he said, the ones who are on a higher degree in Jannah will meet those who are in a lower degree in Jannah. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, there is no lower. Like there's no such thing in Jannah where you say, you are from the lower degree. These words are not said. These feelings are not felt. But here now, in our world, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us there is upper and there is lower. In Jannah, you don't actually feel that. But he's telling us the upper do come and meet the lower. And the lower don't realize that they're the upper. Right? They realize they are from the upper parts, but they don't necessarily desire what they have. They think they have already enough. And when they meet each other, they see the people from the lower parts, they see how beautiful the clothing of the people of the upper heavens are. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their clothing of the lower heavens as beautiful as the clothings of the upper heavens. Make it as beautiful as the clothings of the upper heavens. Why? Because he said, وَذَٰلِكَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَحْزَنَ فِيهَا And that is because in Jannah, Allah does not allow for anyone to be saddened or feel miserable or feel any kind of negativity. And now comes the most beautiful part of all of Jannah. This is the section which I have saved for you until now. This is the greatest glory, the greatest provision, the greatest reward in Jannah that any eye could ever receive, any heart could ever obtain. Any one of us here, which we are working for. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I'll narrate this hadith. Well, there are several hadiths, but I'll narrate bits of the hadith which lead you to it. You're in Jannah. You have seen all these things. You have witnessed all these tastes. You have seen nur upon nur, light upon light of many things. In fact, in Jannah, there is no darkness. There's no sun that rises and sets. But there is a piece of light, a ray of light that comes down from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From above down into Jannah, and it lights up Jannah. Can you sleep in there? If you wish, you can take a nap. But is it like the sleeping here? No. So light upon light, your eyes are strong. The light that's in Jannah that you have seen so far, if it were to be on earth, it'll burn the earth. Because light is like fire. If you have intense light, it can burn. Like the sun. In Jannah, you are strong. Your eyes are strong. Your mind is strong. Your heart is strong. There are things that if you were to witness here from Jannah in this world, your heart can't handle, you'll die. You'll explode from its beauty actually, from its nur. And Allah tells us, فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ Your eyesight today is strong and sharp. Allah has recreated your body. Allah has made your eyes beautiful and strong. Your desires beautiful and strong. Your energy, your strength, multiples of folds. And therefore your whole body makeup is different. Your soul is attached to your body permanently. In this life, our scholars, they say, the soul is attached in three ways. Number one, or in four ways. Number one, before you're born, before your mother even conceives you, the soul is created, but it has no attachment to anybody. Then you have a partial attachment when you are born, because you can die someday. Then there is a lesser partial attachment when you go to sleep. And then there is a temporary complete detachment when you die. And then finally there is a complete permanent attachment, and that's when you are resurrected. You know the hadith we mentioned a few weeks ago, that when the people of heaven enter heaven, people of hell enter hell, and everything has been finished, even those Muslims who have been saved from hellfire are saved, it's all done, it's all qudiya al-amr. The angel comes with a black sheep and stands between heaven and hell and says, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of heaven. And the people of heaven, they get a sense of negativity, like thinking, okay, is some of us going to come out now? And he says, Ya Ahl al-Nar, O people of hellfire. And they get a sense of positivity. They think, maybe there's another chance of us getting out. New news. And then they say, and then the angel slaughters that sheep. And he says, this was death, and death has been killed. O people of heaven, eternal living, and you will never die again. And O people of hellfire, eternal living, and you will never die again. So you are there. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can make you sick. Nothing can make you ill. Why? Why such strength? Why such strength? I'll tell you in a minute. You've reached a point where you've seen the things unbelievable. So now you've forgotten about something. Who would not? You've got all this beauty. I mean, remember before when we mentioned, you see all the beauty of Jannah, you forget everything. You forget your family, you forget this world. Then you see your spouse. And when you see your spouse, you forget everything else in Jannah. You say, I've never seen anything more beautiful than you, than what I've already seen in Jannah. And your wife says that to you. So if this is what you have experienced now, there's one more thing that you haven't yet encountered. It'll be a Friday. It'll be a Friday in Jannah. Friday of our world in Jannah, it'll be a Friday. Which Friday? Allahu Alam. How it will be. But it'll be a Friday equivalent to this world. And you will be escorted to this special meeting. You've had your feast. You've seen all your property. You've had all that. Now you're being escorted to a place. And this place that you're going to be escorted to is in order to speak to your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to meet your Lord, subhanahu. This is what you have forgotten. Not only are you going to meet your Lord, inshallah, but in Jannah, the people of Jannah will get to see their Lord, subhanahu. See him in reality? Yes, in reality. Before I go on about that, let me go through my evidence and my proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. There is no ambiguity in any of the ayat or any of the ahadith which I'm going to mention to you, and they are agreed upon by all the predecessors, Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the next generation, the second generation, the third generation, and the scholars of today. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, قلت يا رسول الله, I said, O Messenger of Allah, هل نرى ربنا, will we see our Lord? قال نعم, said yes. هل تتمارون في رؤية الشمس والقمر ليلة البدر, he said yes. Do you have any problem of seeing the sun in this world and the moon in the night of its full moon? They said no. Then he said, كَذَلِكَ لَا تُمَارُونَ فِي رُؤْيَةِ رَبِّكُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, just as it is not hard for you to see the sun and the moon in this world, when there is no clouds, no obstacles, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly. the meaning of the hadith, there will be no obstacles from seeing Allah on the day of in Jannah. You will see Him clearly, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَا يَبْقَى فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَجْلِسُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا حَاضَرَهُ اللَّهُ مُحَاضَرَةً.
On that day, when you see your Lord, not a single person who is sitting there, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him or her a special meeting. Special, just you and Allah, subhanahu. He will speak to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say to one of you, أَلَا تَذْكُرُ فُلَانَ يَا فُلَانَ يَوْمَ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you not remember in the former life when you did such a thing and such a thing? He reminds you, subhanahu, about some of the betrayals that you did in this life, some of the sins that you did in secret.
فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ أَلَمْ تَغْفِرْ لِي.
And he will say, oh my Lord, haven't you forgiven me? Then Allah will say, بَلَا
فَبِسِعَةِ مَغْفِرَتِي بَلَغْتَ مَنْزِلَتُكَ هَذِي.
It is because of my forgiveness that you have reached this degree that you have reached.
He says, فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ إِذْ غَشِيَتْهُمْ سَحَابَ.
As they are like that, Allah is speaking to you now, a cloud of some sort covers you on the top. مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. On top of all of you.
فَأَمْطَرَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ طِيبًا.
It begins to rain beautiful fragrance.
لَمْ يَجِدُوا مِثْلَ رِيحِهِ شَيْئًا قَطْ.
They have never yet experienced such a fragrance, a smell to it yet, in all of Jannah.
ثُمَّ يَقُول.
Then Allah will say to them,
قُومُوا.
Stand up.
إِلَى مَا أَعْدَدْتُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْكَرَامَةِ فَخُذُوا مَا اشْتَهَيْتُمْ.
Stand up and go and take whatever you want, you desire from what I have prepared for you, and take whatever you tempt for or desire. And anything you want. There is no prevention from anything at all. Allahu Akbar. And then the hadith says, and then they go to the market. So what I've actually told you right now is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a conversation with Him subhanahu, but without seeing Him yet. Allah tells you, you know what He has told you, He has welcomed you, and He tells you, go and take whatever you want. So you go. At that point, you take everything. And then the Friday comes and you go to that market. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also says, the lowest place of any, or actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we'll begin with the verses in the Quran. In Surah Al-Qiyamah,
وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ.
On that day, there will be faces full of radiance, gazing upon their Lord. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Looking at their Lord, gazing at their Lord. Read any tafsir and it will tell you. They'll straight away bring you the hadith in Bukhari and Sahih Muslim and many other narrations that have been narrated from several different companions, several, and from several different collections of books about the sight, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says, and this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, the Rabb of honor and glory, will say to the inhabitants of Jannah, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O inhabitants of Jannah, they will respond, Labbayka Rabbi wa Sa'day. Here we are at your service, O our Lord. All good is in your hand. Wal khayru biyadayk. He will ask them, Hal raditum? Are you pleased? Are you pleased? Hal raditum? Allahu Akbar. Imagine now, you're in Jannah. And Allah calls out to you. He says, O people of Jannah, say it's my Lord speaking to me. Most beautiful, and you've never encountered something like this ever. So you forget everything that's around you. And Allah asks you a question. He says, Har raditum? Are you pleased? Har raditum? And they will not give, and he says, they will reply, why should we not be pleased, O Rabb, when you have given us what you have not given to any of your creatures? Allah will say, shall I not give you something better than that? They will ask, O Rabb, what can be better than all of this? And Allah will say, I shall bestow my pleasure upon you, and I shall never be displeased with you, ever. In another hadith, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu reported, we were sitting with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he looked at the full moon and observed, and he said, you shall see your Rabb in the hereafter as you are seeing this moon, and he will not feel the slightest inconvenience in seeing him. Bukhari and Muslim. The meaning of this is that there will be no problem in you seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No rush or troublesome gathering of people. No pushing of one another. The pious will see Allah without any trouble or difficulty. How shall we see him? We cannot describe this, even by any instance or parable, my brothers and sisters. Don't ask me how. The knowledge is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Jannah, Allah makes you able to see him, subhanahu, just like he has made you able to see what you see today here. Allah says in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto Allah. Nothing can be compared to him. And he hears and sees all things. So just as Allah hears and sees all things in a manner that we cannot describe, and in a manner that is unknown to us, we will see him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will give us the ability to see him. The way we will see him is unknown to us. His reality, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is unknown to us. But we will see him, according to the authentic hadiths. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us see him, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. This day in which people will see their Lord, subhanahu, is called Yawm al-Mazid. In the hadiths called Yawm al-Mazid, the day of extra provision. This is the mazid. The mazid, the extra provision, is the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may ask, why can't I see Allah here in this world? If he is real, these are the disbelievers, of course, why is he hiding himself? Why doesn't he show himself? There are several reasons. Number one, it defeats the purpose of our existence then. Isn't it enough that Allah gave us the reasons of his existence, the proof of his existence that we see around us? We did not create it, nor did it come from nothing. Secondly, if everybody did see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will believe there is no purpose of creating us here. There is no purpose of growing. You cannot tell. No one will grow from bad to good. Whatever bad desires will stay in, then you'll just hide them, khalas. You'll just say, I believe, and that's it. And you believe from your heart. But there is no growth. But when Allah has hidden, well, we don't see him, but we see what he has put here, then it is the true believers who really earn paradise. The ones who have no arrogance and really obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing him. Thirdly, the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself is the ultimate reward. It's a reward. Just like Jannah is a reward, the sight of Allah is also the reward. So you have to earn that reward. Seeing Allah is a delight. It's a pleasure. It's a reward. It's a gift. It's one of the gifts in Jannah. It's the best of all things. And these hadiths came in all the Sahih books of collection, in the Sunan collections, in the Musnad collections, narrated by many companions including Jarir, Suhaib, Abu Hurairah, Anas, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and Abu Sa'idin radiallahu anhum ajma'in. You'll find this hadith notorious and many. He says, and now I'm gathering all the hadiths together for you. فَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِ الْمُنَادِ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa says, so wait until you hear the day when the caller will call on the day of judgment. Or in Jannah. Who is the caller? Allahu A'lam. There is a caller. You'll hear someone. And he will say, Ya Ahlal Jannah, Inna Rabbakum Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Yastazirukum, Fahayya ala ziyaratih. O people of Jannah, your Lord has requested your visitation. Your Lord has requested your visitation. So come all of you, Hayya, to the visiting of your Lord. فَيَقُولُونَ سَمْعًا وَطَاعَةً. They will say, we hear and we obey. وَيَنْهَضُونَ إِلَى الزِّيَارَةِ. They get up to go and visit their Lord. مُبَادِرِينَ. They're racing, they're very quick about it. You and your spouse and everyone, you get up, you want to go to where you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا بِالنَّجَائِبِ قَدْ أُعِدَّتْ. Beautiful vehicles, if you like horses with wings, seating positions that are ready for you to climb on and for you to be taken away, escorted, taken away as you are sitting down on these beautiful recliners and couches and you are flying away. You may have horses with wings. You may have angels taking you. The point is, you go on your recliners, each person according to their own deeds and their degree in Jannah. And they will take you away like kings and princesses and princes. And he says, قَدْ أُعِدَّتْ لَهُمْ. They have, you know, these vehicles have been prepared for them. By who? By their servants and the angels. فَيَسْتَوُونَ عَلَى ظُهُورِهَا مُسْرِعِينَ. They sit and they're comfortable very quickly. حَتَّى إِذَا انْتَهَوْا إِلَى الْوَادِ الْأَفْيَحِ. They go to a special place called the Valley of Afyah. Afyah, beautiful breezes, in other words. Breezes that come to you from the north of Jannah. How is the north? Allahu A'lam. It comes to you and it enlightens your face with nur. You are prepared. Just like when you go to Jumu'ah on Friday prayer, the sunnah is you wear the best clothes, you wear the best perfume, yeah? That's right, for the men especially, right? Not for the women. You wear the perfume, you wear your best clothing on the Jumu'ah, you prepare yourselves, you recite Surah Al-Kahf, you try and take your day off, it's a special day. Well, on that day of Friday, in Jannah, you are going, and this breeze comes to you to give you a special fragrance that you haven't acquired yet, and special appearance. You're about to meet your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي جُعِلَ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدًا. This valley is made as the place of appointment. وَجُمِعُوا هُنَاكَ. And they are gathered there. فَلَمْ يُغَادِرِ الدَّاعِ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave out any single person. All of us, inshaAllah, if we ask Allah to make us into Jannah. We ask Allah for Jannah. If we enter it, Allah will not leave any of you out. Not a single individual will be left out. Upper or lower. Young or old, of those in the world, man or woman, abundant, all of you. And then the hadith says, أَمَرَ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِكُرْسِيِّهِ فَنُصِبَ هُنَاكَ. Allah commands His angels to bring His kursi. What's His kursi? His kursi is on top of His throne. What does it look like? The knowledge is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that Allah has something called kursi, which belongs to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory, but without any description. But meaning, the coming of your Lord is coming. ثُمَّ نُصِبَتْ لَهُمْ مَنَابِرْ. At that point, beautiful towers of light are placed for the people of Jannah. Each individual have a special tower, different to the other one. And Rasulullah gives us examples of these towers of light. وَمَنَابِرْ مِنْ لُؤْلُؤْ. So, مَنَابِرْ مِنْ نُورْ. Towers of light. وَمَنَابِرْ مِنْ لُؤْلُؤْ. And towers of pearls. وَمَنَابِرُ مِنْ زَبَرْجَدْ. A different type of stone and pearl. Stone. وَمَنَابِرُ مِنْ ذَهَبْ. And towers of gold. وَمَنَابِرُ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. And towers of silver. وَجَلَسَ أَدْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كُثْبَانِ الْمِسْكِ. And the ones who are in the lowest degree of Jannah, they will also be reclining on beautiful recliners made of musk. وَلَيْسَ فِيهِمْ دَنِي. On that day there is no one who is lower than another. And those who are lower will not feel that the ones in the upper are better than them. They'll feel that they are okay. Allah doesn't let them feel that. حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَقَرَّتْ بِهِمْ مَجَالِسُهُمْ. When they are comfortable in their position and in their seating, in accordance with the rows that you used to sit in Jumu'ah. So if you're in the front row, you're early, you will sit in the front rows in Jannah to meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَطْمَأَنَّتْ بِهِمْ أَمَاكِنُهُمْ. And you are very comfortable where you are. نَادَ الْمُنَادِي. The caller will call out. يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. O people of Jannah. إِنَّ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَوْعِدًا. With your Lord there is an appointment. يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُنْجِزَكُمُوهُ. Your Lord wants to now give it to you. فَيَقُولُونَ مَا هُ. They say, oh, our Lord, what is it? مَا هُ. أَلَمْ يُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا. Has He not already enlightened our faces? وَيُثَقِّلْ مَوَازِينَنَا. And He made our scales heavy. وَيُدْخِلَنَا الْجَنَّةِ. And He made us enter paradise. وَيُزَحْزِحُنَا عَنِ النَّارِ. And He has saved us from the fire. What else is there? What else is there possibly better than that when He has given us what He has given us? فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ. As they are like that. إِذْ سَطَعَ لَهُمْ نُورٌ. Then suddenly an enormous light will shine on that day. أَشْرَقَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. The whole of paradise enlightens with it. فَرَفَعُوا رُؤُوسَهُمْ. They lift their heads up. فَإِذَا الْجَبَّارُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ وَتَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ. And then before them, Allah, the highest, the most honorable. قَدْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah is coming. How is His coming? Is known to Allah. You haven't sighted Him yet. But the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. From above them.
وقال, and Allah will say, Ya أهل الجنة, O people of Jannah, سلام عليكم, peace be upon you. He says, فلا ترد هذه التحية بأحسن من قولهم. There is no better reply than the reply that the people of Jannah give. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh Allah, you are the peace, and to you goes back all the peace. Glory be to you, and blessed and high and exalted you are, most generous. And then as they say that, Allah greets them and you reply in that greeting. فَيَتَجَلَّى لَهُمُ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَضْحَكُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And then your Lord bestows Himself. He reveals Himself, Subhana, and He smiles to them. How is this smiling? This is in the hadith. We'll leave it as it is. But Allah comes to you. وَيَقُولَ, and He says, يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ, O people of heaven. فَيَكُونُ أَوَّلَ مَا يَسْمَعُونَ مِنْهُ. The first things you hear from Him, first words are, أَيْنَ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَطَاعُونِي. Where are my servants who used to worship me بالغيب, in absence of me, وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي, and they never saw me. فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْمَزِيدِ. This is the day of extra giving. They all gather on one word, and they said, Oh our Lord, we are pleased, so you be pleased with us. And then he says, O people of Jannah, if I was not pleased with you, I would have never let you live in my Jannah. This is the day that I will give you, so ask me for anything you want. Ask me for anything, ask. And they all say in one word, أَرِنَا وَجْهَكَ نَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. O our Lord, show us yourself so that we may look at you. Al-wajh literally means face, but in English, meaning can change. So I'm going to leave it as wajh. Show us yourself so that we may look at you. فَيَكْشِفُ الرَّبُّ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ الْحُجْبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal, take away what is covering. وَيَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ فَيَغْشَاهُمْ مِن نُورِهِ. And then he shows himself, subhana, and from his light it will encompass them. وَيَنْسَوْنَ كُلَّ نَعِيمٍ عَيَنُوهُ. At that point, they will forget every single pleasure that they have ever witnessed so far. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given them the ability to see him on that day, they would have all burnt. Rasulullah said they would have all burnt from his nur. I finish here inshaAllah for now. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.